Michael Savage, Biden worst president in my lifetime. Administration unrivaled in evil, corruption. By Joshua Klein on September 18, 2022. Reflecting on the country's last 15 presidencies. From Franklin D. Roosevelt to Joe Biden, conservative radio legend Michael Savage argued that Biden is the worst president to lead the country during his lifetime. Claiming a criminal enterprise is running the country. While highlighting the current border crisis, the recent Afghanistan withdrawal, the return to energy dependence, and the authoritarian COVID-19 mandate. Detailing the good, the bad, and the ugly aspects of the presidents who ruled America over the last several decades, Savage weighed in on today's issues during his latest podcast. Having been born in 1942, when Roosevelt was president, Savage claimed we are now living under another Democrat president called Joseph Biden, who is not really a president in any sense of the word. Arguing the way to objectively judge a president is by his domestic and worldly successes and failures. Savage explained why it was up to the individual to decide if the president met these standards. With a very small cadre of extreme far-left or Marxist-lite so-called presidential historians as the only source to answer our question, we really have to rely upon our own observed realities, he said. We can't rely upon so-called presidential historians. They're all part and parcel of the same machine that's destroying this country, he added. They're of the far-left variety, the socialist variety, the Marxist variety. For example, he noted, almost all Americans would say they respect and love John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States. Is this a product of a sort of mass hypnosis? Media propaganda? Or his actualities? He asked. Likewise, in reverse, most knowledgeable Americans know that Jimmy Carter was an abject failure. Both domestically and on the international stage, Carter was a disaster for this country, he added. Open borders. According to Savage, we are currently living with a presidency that seems to be a foreign power dominating this country rather than an actual presidency in a party of the United States of America. Especially considering this administration has welcomed 4 million illegal aliens from South and Central America, Africa, and the Middle East, almost all of whom have not been vetted for terrorist ties, for diseases, nor for plain old criminal activities such as smuggling drugs. As a result, he added, one can conclude that when they're bringing in a population larger than that of some states, we have a criminal enterprise running the country. Though Savage admitted there have been other presidents who were weak, like Jimmy Carter, or whose loyalties were questionable, such as Barack Obama, and yet others who may have been as corrupt as Joseph Biden, the country has never had a package of such evil and corruption as we currently have. Savage accused Biden of creating the worst border crisis in American history. He has literally melted down our border with Mexico, he said. 4 million illegal aliens have not only come in, but have been invited in. That's larger than some states, he added, as he pointed to the fact that many are diseased criminals, or drug carriers, often appearing as gang members. Noting the problem isn't abating, Savage accused the media of turning U.S. Border Patrol agents into dummies. They're made into the enemy of America instead of the guardians of America, he lamented. Afghanistan withdrawal. He called attention to Biden's actions in Afghanistan, which he urged Americans to never forget. A shamble of a withdrawal from Afghanistan. It is one of the low points of his presidency and one of the lowest points of American foreign policy since the fall of Saigon at the end of the Vietnam War, he said. He left $175 billion of military equipment picked up by Islamic radicals. In addition, Savage stated, the Biden administration assured the country that the withdrawal would be orderly and the Afghanistan government was stable upon America's departure. Calling it a massive failure of intelligence after the Afghan government collapsed and the radical Taliban took over the country in just weeks, Savage also detailed how Biden abandoned our Afghani partners and armed terrorists. He gave equipment to the Taliban and other Islamic radicals. American equipment, they're now wearing American uniforms and driving around in American Humvees, he said. Energy dependence. Savage also accused Biden of taking us back to energy dependence. Though during the Trump presidency, the U.S. became a net exporter of oil for the first time in 75 years. According to Savage, the psychos in the Biden administration took away this strategy. Instead, These shekels encourage an increase in green energy at the expense of fossil fuels and good clean nuclear energy, he said. These renewable energy zealots are a long way from meeting global energy needs. And Biden put more regulatory burdens on the oil and natural gas industry, slowing its production considerably, he added. Most importantly, Savage argued, the nutcases in the Biden administration shut down the Keystone XL pipeline project to move oil from Canada to the United States while effectively greenlighting the financing of Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline to carry natural gas to Germany. Domestic threat. Addressing the disaster of the Joe Biden presidency, of which we're only halfway through, Savage insisted our country is facing an existential threat, where an enemy within has finally shown its face. And it's nakedly saying it wants to destroy and intimidate its way into a transformed state and nation. A transformed nation that we cannot recognize. He also compared the Biden administration to a radical vigilante woke mob that knocks down and steamrolls anything and anyone that gets in their way. They attack the American way in a clear and intensifying manner. They stifle dissent. They're using the FBI as a personal Gestapo. They publicly shame parents who stand up to the perverse agendas of the radical, perverse left. They encouraged the violence of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They perverted, distorted the realities of our great history, not only tearing down monuments and buildings, but tearing down the American spirit itself. Savage then accused the current administration of encouraging the mobs of wokesters to go after the family unit, go after parental rights, go after the traditional moral values, tear down the meaning of the church, and tear down fact-based education. We're all watching as this evil group tries to brainwash our young babies into thinking we live in an evil, racist, irredeemable nation, he said. The Biden administration, Savage argued, has denied science and data. They say that a boy is a girl and a girl is a boy if they say they are such. In addition, they trample over personal liberties that are enshrined in the Constitution, throwing teachers out of jobs who refuse to bend their knee to their perverse agenda, he continued. They take to the streets like criminals, burning, looting and destroying everything in sight while we are told by the vermin in the media that these are mostly peaceful and passionate protests. Big tech and media. Savage also called out big tech moguls in Silicon Valley as the only arbiters of truth, deciding who gets to speak and who gets silenced through the digital public squares that they own. We watch the legacy media muffle legitimately verifiable news stories that do not align with their preferred narrative, only to see the truth seep out months later at a more politically expedient time, he said. The enemy within has taken over media, he added, noting that corporate boards, professional sports, foundations, and professional institutions have steamrolled and left no corner of our lives untouched. Savage suggested what could be done in response. The first thing to do is have knowledge of what the enemy within is doing to us, he proposed. Only by knowing what they're doing to us can we stand up to defeat their false pretenses and predetermined narratives and false promises. As a result, Savage argued, we must know more about Biden than we already know. As he ripped the media for its portrayal of the disaster taking place at the southern border. The security at the southern border is an ongoing disaster, given almost no coverage by the worthless stooges in the legacy media, he said. The Jake Tappers, the Wolf Blitzers, they are nothing but mouthpieces for a Stalinist regime. The massive spike in border crossings was initially excused by the Biden allies in the media as a seasonal problem, he added. Yeah. Well, it was really seasonal. It was called open borders season. COVID-19. Savage then slammed the Biden administration's authoritarian COVID-19 mandates whereby private employers and other organizations with over 100 or more employees were to enforce a vaccine mandate, despite Biden saying that he didn't think it was exactly constitutional. This liar tried to turn us all into guinea pigs for this unproven vaccine, not really tested except on a massive population, he added. And we still do not know what the long-term effects of this vaccine are. Crime. In addition, Biden's presidency has seen an explosion of violent crime that began in the summer of 2020. Savage stated, in a trend that was exacerbated by the Democrat-controlled media tied in with the defund the police movement. In fact, because many Democrat-run cities made good on this slogan by defunding their police departments and stemming the use of proactive policing, the criminals are running wild in the streets, rapes, murders, beatings, robberies, break-ins, he said. Cities that defunded police agencies make the list of places with the largest increases in violent crime, he added. However, Savage noted that now these so-called city leaders are changing their tune and restoring police funding after much of the damage has been done. But it will never be good again because not only have the police been defunded, they have been demoralized. They've been turned into the bad guys instead of the good guys, he added. How many times over the years did I tell you that the thin blue line was the only thing standing between us and total and absolute anarchy? I was right. Economy in Ukraine. On the economy, Savage noted today's rising inflation as he called out the president for having said inflation would be a temporary problem his administration had a handle on. Right now we have unchecked inflation, he said. And they can't control it because they're printing money. And they're spending money on a foreign war that nobody voted for. Savage blamed President Biden for having dragged us into a proxy war against Russia. We all want to see poor little Ukraine survive. We all don't like the evil wolf or the big bear of Russia. But putting aside what we like and don't like, it's not our business, he said. Putting aside the fact that he's sending our military equipment and billions of our money, billions and billions of our tax dollars, to Ukraine, Savage continued, how much of it is being tracked? How do you know how much of this money isn't going into the pockets of the corrupt officials in Ukraine? How much of it is being kicked back to Democrat officials in America? Do we know? He asked. Trump supporters. However, worst of all, Savage argued, is that President Biden attacked Trump supporters. He called those of us who support Donald Trump a threat to democracy. He used U.S. Marines as political props during his September 1 Mussolini speech in Philadelphia, he said. The president said we are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every background and belief that reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. Addressing the president, Savage asserted that most Americans accept the MAGA ideology. What does it really stand for? It stands for America First, he said. That's not a good thing, Biden? He asked. It stands for borders, language and culture. That's not American, Mr. Biden? Which side are you on, Mr. Biden? Savage concluded by stating that some of us can see the future, some of us can see around corners. I hope you understand, he said. I'm one of those. Last month, following the FBI raid on former President Trump's estate, Savage accused the Biden administration of having brought a nightmare upon America as it dragged us into the dark ages and raped half the nation, as he slammed hypocritical liberals for cheering on fascism. Listen to the full podcast here. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.